What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Dropping Dimes, your two cents of basketball. I'm your host, Rodrigo, but you can call me Rod, and we are live from P&E at the Ball for All event, sponsored by the Vancouver Basketball Foundation and Vancouver Basketball. As always, I am joined by my fantastic co-host, Coach Evans, who just came out from coaching duties for Junior NBA. How are you doing, man?
Good, man. It's been a fun day. Lots of kids out, and right now we got our Night Hoops tournament, or game. And I think this is just game one out of four, so lots more action happening.
That's fantastic. And yes, we're going to talk more about Junior NBA and Night Hoops. And also joined by the man who thinks it's winter already. Rafael, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How about you, Rodrigo? It's great to be back. I'm having fun here at the event and looking forward to talk a little bit about basketball.
That's true. So we're going to go a little bit over the Ball for All event. Again, it's powered by Vancouver Basketball and the Vancouver Basketball Foundation, and we're very happy to be part of this. But we're also going to talk a little bit about some NBA and FIBA scandals, I guess, at this point. But let's go through the agenda. All right, so first thing first, Junior NBA. We had the showcase for the Junior NBA here in Vancouver happening at the Ball for All event, like we mentioned, and we were lucky enough to have Coach Evans here being part of Junior NBA and also part of Night Hoop. So if you were part of Junior NBA and you were spending time with these kids, what do you think were one of the things that you enjoyed and probably that they enjoyed from being in that program?
Oh, just seeing the joy of the kids when they come and play ball. They're just all in for it. It was nice to have the opportunity to have coach these 5 to 12 year olds this past summer, and just to see them out here playing outdoors, it's kind of nice to, you know, notice that their fundamentals are keeping up and they're still enjoying the game. So it's been a good day so far.
It looked like they had a lot of fun, and it's crazy to see, like, how old were these kids, roughly?
Today, I think I saw some like 5 to 7. There's like a 7 to 9 group and a 10 to 12. We had some low hoops set up for the smaller kids and then the regular size hoops for the bigger ones. And yeah, we just had some drills, played some games. It was some horse, some bump. Played some buckets.
But that bump got intense because it was
for ride passes to the P&E. Yeah, so the location we're at right now is actually right by the P&E playground, which is the Steve Nash family court. And actually, just to our backdrop, we have some dinosaurs set up right now.
Yeah.
A lot of kids are getting distracted by that, but it's been fun so far.
And so I saw a lot of the kids, like, they were already dribbling like in between their legs. And these kids are like, what? Five
to six. Yeah, it's pretty impressive now, the skill set. I guess they start them pretty young and they pick up the fundamentals so quickly, and especially watching ball on TV and social media and stuff, they catch on a lot quicker. So yeah, skill set's up there.
And moving up from Junior NBA, we're watching live on one of the Night Hoops games, the first one, I think, is still going on. And I think this is almost the natural step to go after Junior NBA, right? And Evans, you also been a coach for Night Hoops, and we had already a special on the Night Hoops skills and sort of all-star event a few weeks ago. But can you remind us again, what is Night Hoops and what is its mission?
Yeah, Night Hoops basically runs from age, I think it's 13 to 15 and then 16 to 18 year olds. So there's junior and senior divisions. And basically it's a free program in the Metro Vancouver area. A lot of kids get referred to, like, some of them aren't on a basketball team, so this is a good opportunity for them to join because there's no cuts. And yeah, basically it's another free league that they play at, and yeah, it's just a good competition.
Raf, do you have anything like this growing up?
Not really. I mean, growing up I was part of a team, a club that we used to, you know, play different tournaments, but it was not something like kind of recreation, but at the same time competitive, like Night Hoops. So I wish I had something like that growing up in Brazil. It was difficult to find that many people that wanted to play basketball as well.
Yeah, no, I used to play at school against other schools, obviously, but this is a year-round program, and they also get more education, not only just on hoops, right, but some life skills that are valuable to the youth. So yeah, I'm kind of jealous, but in a good way, that there's a program available for youth in Vancouver to go to. And I don't think, is there any cost associated to being Night Hoops?
Nope, no cost at all. Free to join. It's every Friday evening is the practice, and then games are all Saturdays.
And you said you must be between 13 and 15, right?
Yeah. To be in junior division, it's 13 to 15 and then 16 to 18.
Damn it.
I know, we're a little old to join them.
Hey, you guys could always join as coaches, all right?
That's true.
So use more.
That's true. I remember we can volunteer. And if someone is interested in volunteering, even if it's an associate coach, just hit up Night Hoops on Instagram or their website. And there's something that, you know, if you want to give back to the community, I'm sure they can help you accommodate for that.
Yeah, I think it's nighthoops.ca and then at Night Hoops for Instagram.
We need something for 30 plus as well.
It's called Urban Rec, man. It's called the Sunday pickup game.
It's actually called Big 4-0. I've been seeing flyers.
The Big 4-0?
Yeah.
Where is that? No.
35 and up league, so.
Oh, yo. I'm not 35
not
yet. Man. Come on.
I am, though, so I can. Oh. I'm thinking about it.
All right, Grandpa. let's move on to the BC Wheelchair Association. There's going to be an exhibition game, and Evans and I had the pleasure to go to their annual fundraiser,
yeah.
Hoops Fest, and I mean, it was my first time learning more about wheelchair basketball, which, you know, I don't think gets a lot of attention,
no.
Being completely honest.
No.
But, you know, once you see the passion that these folks have for the game and how incredibly physical it is and taxing on your body.
Totally.
I mean, I was out of breath, I think, after one or two sequences, really.
You jumped into it without a demo. A week before that, some of us had a demo, but I think you were the only guy there that just went in. Didn't even get a lesson on how to play wheelchair basketball and did quite well, I think.
The only thing that I got as a heads up was bring some tape for your hands.
Oh, yeah. Tape or gloves.
Yeah.
You don't want blisters.
I do not regret bringing the tape. I was extra cautious, but...
Rookie mistake.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm excited that we might get a chance to interview someone from the BC Wheelchair Association a little bit later, and we'll bring you that interview, of course. But if anyone has any chance to catch any of their events, we highly recommend it because you're going to see some good basketball and you're going to be surprised by the amount of physicalness that is that takes on during the game. And if you ever get a chance to attend one of their demos, I would say go for it. It's incredibly fun. The people from BC Wheelchair Association are extremely friendly. And they explain the game in a way that they make it enjoyable for everyone.
It's a great team building event for sure. I think the first time we tried it, we mixed up teams and stuff. And it's the same principles as the game, right? It's just a lot of up tempo, a lot of passing and cutting. But obviously, there's no legs involved, so you gotta be wary of that. And yeah, really play the game like it's just like up and down.
The worst part was when someone stole the ball and then. Someone was trying to they were going for the break and going back. That hustle, that just killed me.
Right.
Like I was absolutely done. And there's a good chance to catch some good wheelchair basketball because the Parapan American Games in Lima are happening at the moment. And there's actually, if you follow BC Wheelchair Association on Instagram, there's a few BC athletes that are part of Team Canada. So there's a really good chance to, you know, get your basics of the game right and then trying it for yourself. All right, so we're going to bring you more updates from the Ball for All event as they keep happening. Night Hoop's still in the background, so if you hear, you know, some dribbling, some squeaking of the sneakers, that's the Night Hoop's crew balling out.
We're very close to the action.
We're dangerously close to the action, I would say. So if you hear that loud bump, that's because one of the balls hit us right on the face.
That's exactly the same spot we're going to be sitting at the preseason game for the NBA, right?
Nice and close.
Yeah, yes. It's nice to have that dream. Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's move on to some NBA offseason gossip, guys. It hasn't been confirmed, but rumors and Woj and Shams Charania have already almost confirmed that
I'm going to interrupt you here because we were talking about good basketball and now we're going to talk about the Lakers.
Oh, my God.
We're going to talk about the Lakers now.
What's wrong with that? Hater. All right. Before getting rudely interrupted by Raf, I was going to say that it's been rumored, sources say, that Dwight Howard, currently with the Memphis Grizzlies, is completing a buyout to go and play with the Los Angeles Lakers and rejoin the team. I'll keep my thoughts for the end because I have a lot of mixed emotions. But what do you guys think of Dwight joining the Lakers again? Raf, let's start with you.
I have mixed feelings, to be honest. I mean, I wish him the best. I really, really wish that he can go back to the player that he once was, but I don't think I have any hope at this time. Maybe he can contribute in other ways, but to be honest, I think the Lakers are just desperate for a center and they decided to bring him back.
Evs, what do you think about it?
To be honest, I didn't even know he was with Memphis to begin with. And I thought it was confirmed that he was already with the Lakers.
It hasn't been confirmed. The team hasn't officially confirmed it. But so the rumors say that he's being offered a veteran minimum non-guaranteed contract. So this leaves the Lakers with the option of waiving him without any repercussions if things don't work out.
I mean, his first go wasn't the prettiest. So I don't expect much from his second time around. But I mean, as a good backup center, I guess, as long as he stays healthy, then maybe he's a good, maybe a locker room guy. I don't know.
Adrian Wojnarowski, better known as the Woj, he reported that Dwight met with the Lakers brass and he's dropped 25 pounds. He looks a lot more mature and he's willing to take on the role that he's given at the team. That, as a Lakers fan, gives me a little bit of hope, but also as a Lakers fan, it's hard to forget about his first stint on the team. It's frustrating.
It was high hopes.
And
also it sounds similar to Carmelo's story with the Houston Rockets. He said he was like at some point he said I'm okay with coming off the bench.
That is not true. Melo never said that. Melo said he was not gonna come out of the bench. So
at first, right?
So don't put that on Dwight. I agree that the Lakers were a little bit desperate to find a center after Boogie went down with an ACL injury. But look at what was out there. It was either Joakim Noah, Dwight Howard, Maurice Spieth, and who else? Oh, Marcin Gortat. So out of those four players, who would you guys have chosen?
Gortat, for sure.
What?
Yeah.
I agree. I would go with Gortat.
No way.
The Polish hammer, man.
This is the point where I kick you both out of the studio, but we're outdoors, so I don't know what to do.
Who was more productive with the Wizards? Dwight Howard or Gortat?
That's biased. That's biased because Gortat actually had a number of years there.
To play. I think Dwight was injured half the time he was there, right?
I think he played 9 games.
Not even, so, yeah.
I mean, like I said last week, am I okay with the Lakers signing Dwight? No. Am I gonna get over it? Yes. I want the team to do well, and unless he's a completely different player and he looks like his old self from Orlando, then fine, he can be a starter. But I hope that he comes out of the bench to support JaVale.
I never thought I would say that Dwight Howard would be JaVale's backup. Like, that sounds crazy.
Yeah. Moving on. Or unless there's anything else you guys want to say about Dwight and how much you hate the Lakers?
No, not really. I think it's clear for everyone.
Good luck, Dwight.
All right, let's move on to FIBA, to the Basketball World Cup, which is starting next weekend, August 31st. But the preparation games are still happening, exhibition games, I should say. And last night, early this morning, we had Team USA taking on Team Australia. And in a shocking result, Team Australia...
Huge upset.
After 78 games without losing on a FIBA-regulated game, the US went down against Australia by 8 points. So the final score was 98-90 to Team Australia. Patty Mills had a fantastic game. He had 30 points. And Team Australia came back from a 10-point deficit. Isn't that right?
Yes. So they came back from a 10-point deficit in the second half. It was like their first win, I think, against the U.S. in close to 60 games. I was reading the other day. Not 100% sure about this information. We have to check that later. But yes.
Always check your sources, kids.
If I'm not wrong, Dwight Howard was the starting center last night for the Team USA, and JaVale McGee was the backup?
No, that's completely wrong.
Okay. I mean, by looking at the score, it could be. That could be the case. Like, they lost against Australia, so it could be the Lakers playing against Australia, maybe.
So what do we think about, does this tell us anything about the future performance of Team USA? Do we think that maybe there's any chance that they don't win the World Cup?
I think the chance is clear. Like, it just happened. So it's even more exciting to watch FIBA right now because really anyone can take it. The US is not the dominant team, clearly. So it's going to be fun to watch. It's like kind of like the new NBA. Every team's got a chance. Well, not every team, but more teams have a chance now.
It is the first time in, I don't know, a number of years that Team USA doesn't have the best player in the tournament. And that could be argued, but I think that, you know, the best player right now is Giannis Antetokounmpo. He plays for Greece.
Right.
And then we have Jokic playing for Serbia.
Yeah.
Team Canada has put together a good team, but in a tough group. So what do you think, Rav? Do you think Team USA is going to go down, or do you think they're going to win it all?
I think they're clearly not the favorites. I think Serbia would be my favorite team if I had to pick one. But you know what? They have a very talented team. It's just that their big stars are not playing this time. So they're not the favorite team. They're far from being the favorites.
And we can take a quick look at the groups right now, because USA their group is not necessarily a walk in the park. They're playing, let's look at, do you guys want to go through each of the groups right now and then quickly make an assessment on who you think might move on to the next round? All right, so let's start off by Group A of the tournament. So we have Ivory Coast, Poland, Venezuela, and the host, China.
Oh God, that's not the strongest group right there.
Yeah, I agree. That's not the most difficult group. I would say that China and Venezuela, unless Ivory Coast comes as a star course.
Is Gortat playing?
I don't know, actually. I don't know if Gortat is playing.
So Poland, if Gortat is playing, then Poland and China. If he's not playing,
I don't know. Venezuela has a chance, don't you think?
On Venezuela?
No, but they're, I don't know why, but there's, they have a strong team all the time.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with that group.
I'm going to go ahead with China and Venezuela. And then
Drogba is playing for Cote d'Ivoire, right?
No, wrong sport. Okay. Wrong sport.
Sorry.
All right, moving along to Group B, we have Russia, Argentina, Korea, and Nigeria. That's a difficult group. That was a tougher one.
I think Argentina and Nigeria.
Argentina just won the Pan American Games. Mm-hmm. They won the gold, and they beat almost everyone. I mean, it wasn't the same teams that are going to the World Cup, but it's a strong team. And Nigeria has a very decent team, so those are my two picks to move on, Argentina and Nigeria.
Sounds like Argentina's on a winning streak right now, so I'd definitely go with them, and yeah, maybe Korea for the hell of it.
Who do you have, Raf?
Argentina and Nigeria, yeah.
All right. Then Group C, we have Spain, Iran, Puerto Rico, and Tunisia. This one,
I think.
It's Spain? Yeah. I will go with Spain and Puerto Rico.
Yeah, same here. Spain and Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico and Spain, yeah. As long as Carlos Arroyo is playing, I think they'll be all
right. No, I think he retired a couple years ago.
I think we're clearly getting old.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, but he's playing the big three now.
And
doing quite well. So.
But Spain is the favorite in this group, I would argue. They have a bunch of NBA players, and they're strong, and they have a legacy of playing in FIBA tournaments. Moving on to Group D, we have Angola, Philippines, Italy, and Serbia. So this one's a bit this one's one of the breaking news. I think there was a dunk here by one of the
and we missed it.
I wish I could dunk at this age. God damn it!
We're supposed to be the official broadcasting team, and we just missed the most important play of the game.
Oh, there is bang with the three. Yeah. All right, let's go back to this. This is a tough one to pick, because I don't think there's any powerhouse here other than Serbia, potentially. But between Angola, Philippines, and Italy, I think it's a toss-up. So I'll let you guys pick your two teams to move on.
I'll pick Italy if Bellinini, Marco Bellinini's playing.
Bellinelli. So I think you're thinking of the drink, a Bellini.
Oh, man, I can use one right now.
Raf, who you got?
I think I'll pick Serbia and Serbia and Italy, yeah.
I'm going to go with Serbia and the Philippines because, you know, shout out to the Philippines. Why not?
Okay.
Let's move on to Group E. Now, this one is interesting because
I love how you pick your teams. Like, good analysis right there.
Just like my NBA teams. Yeah. Group E, we have Turkey, Czech Republic, the US, and Japan. I'm going to go ahead and say that the US, obviously, is going to move forward. And then I'm between the Czech Republic and Turkey, but I'm going to go ahead and say Turkey.
Oh, man, really?
Yeah, Chetty Osman. He's my guy.
You mean Stan Van Gundy's guy?
Yeah.
I think he has a thing for him.
I think so, yeah.
I'm going with US, man.
US and?
Oh, you know what? Let's do Japan.
What?
Shout outs Japan. Tokyo, host city.
Don't steal my logic. Wait, they're not the host city. They are for the Olympics.
Yeah, no, for the Olympics, sorry. Yeah. That's what I meant.
Different tournament.
We're on our A game, guys. Let me tell you that.
Just one question, though. Do we know if Enes Kanter is playing for Turkey? I don't think so.
No,
right?
He's not. Yeah. No, obviously not.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go with Czech Republic and Turkey.
Okay.
I just wanna, you know, try to be a little bit different with this one, because if I get it right, it's gonna be amazing. Like, the Team USA is not making it.
Isn't Rui Hachimura?
He should be playing.
On the Team Japan.
Yeah.
That was my reasoning.
All right, I'll give you that.
Is that better?
Yeah. All right, we're almost done with this. Group F.
Are we almost done though?
Yeah, there's we're going on to Group H. So Group F, we have Greece, New Zealand, Brazil, and Montenegro. I'm going to go ahead with Greece, obviously, because Yanis has the talent and the ability to take on this team far. And I'm going to go with Brazil.
Yay!
Just because...
Great pick. Great pick.
Not biased at all. I don't think New Zealand, like the Tall Blacks, they lost against Team Canada, I think last week. So I don't think they have a lot of chance. And Montenegro, you know, ever since Serbia and Montenegro split, I think Serbia got the stronger batch, I guess. So I don't know. What do you think, Raf?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go with Brazil and Brazil. Can I pick the same team?
No, I don't think that's how it works.
Oh, okay, sorry. So I'm going to go with Greece and Brazil then.
All right, what about you, Evs?
I'll go with Greece and Greece. Just because there's two Brazils, I'm going to go with two Greece. No. Greek freak. Can't go wrong with that. And yeah, it sounds like Brazil's a pretty strong team, so I'll go with that too.
All right, penultimate group. Group G. We have the Dominican Republic, France, Germany, and Jordan. This one's also a mysterious one. I have France moving on, and then I'm going to go ahead with the Dominican Republic because they represent Latin America, and I don't have any other arguments. Raf?
I'm going to go with France and Germany.
Evs?
I'll go with France and Germany as well.
Any reason you guys picked Germany?
Not really.
I mean, Dirk doesn't play there anymore, but I don't
that's,
know.
That's your reasoning. I picked them because Dirk he doesn't play there anymore.
I don't know.
All right, and last but not least, this is Group H has been labeled the group of death because this is the toughest group where, you know, it's going to be really hard to predict who's going to move on. So we have Team Canada, Senegal, Lithuania, and Australia, who just beat the United States. I personally have Team Canada and Australia moving on. I don't know. Senegal is a very dangerous group, and Lithuania has a bunch of players that are in the NBA right now, and it's a basketball crazy country, so it's tough, but I'm going to stick with Canada and Australia. What about you, Raf?
I'm going to go with Canada and Lithuania.
Who's on the Lithuania in the NBA?
We have Valančiūnas. I don't know if he's playing though, because he might be injured. Like, and Domantas Sabonis, yes.
Okay. That's a strong team. Yeah, I'll go with them and Team Canada.
So Lithuania and Canada.
Yeah.
You don't think that Australia is going to move on despite just beating the United States?
Yeah. It's like you said. What is it? Group death match?
The death group.
Death group.
Or the group of death.
Could be anyone.
There you have it, folks. Our predictions for the group phase of the FIBA World Cup of basketball. I don't think there's anything else we have here. So we're going to wrap it up for today. But as always, you know, make sure that if you're following us on social media, then you're already following us. Make sure you follow us on social media.
Are you okay? Do you need some help today?
I'm okay. Sorry.
Okay. The sun is just too hot. Right
it's
now.
The sun. Yeah, and we're right here under the scorching sun. There's no tent or anything like that. Make sure you follow us on social media, on Instagram at dropping.dimes. On Twitter at dropping_dimes1, facebook.com/dropping.dimes1, because without the one, that's not us. On our website, www.dropping-dimes.com. If you're listening on iTunes or wherever there's a rating system where you get your podcast, please leave us a review and 5 stars. Otherwise, Rafa will make you watch a lot of soccer, and you don't want that.
How much do you like soccer? Unless you like soccer.
Unless you like soccer, then I guess that's fine. Then he'll make you watch basketball. How's that? All right. This is the Dropping Dimes crew live from Ball for All at PNE.
Second game is about to start. Second night hoop game.
Let me sign off, man. Jesus, go ahead. It's already hard enough.
Yeah. You're already struggling when I'm not talking. If I talk, then it's going to be very complicated, right?
All right. This is the Dropping Dimes crew signing off live from the Ball for All tournament. It's not a tournament, Jesus. All right.
It's an event.
I know, yeah. This is the Dropping Dimes crew signing off from the Ball for All event at PNE. Peace out.